The barrels on the Automa cube glowed orange from the repeated firing of its main guns. Mud streaked the bottom of the red, boxy, permalloy-constructed machine as its six drive wheels propelled it down the tight animal trail. The light from the sky tube shone down through the dense jungle canopy overhead. Blam! Blam! Weapon discharge noises echoed across the jungle. The sounds reverberated around the trees surrounding the trail as the security Automa cube rushed along in pursuit of its prey. Colourful birds scattered with shrieks of fear and a fury of beating wings. Ruddy brown monkeys swung arm over arm away from the sounds of conflict, crying their own guttural calls of warning as they sought places to hide in the lush foliage of the thick and heavily leaved trees. Rabbits ducked into holes to escape into their warrens. There they huddled together, hoping the Automa cube would pass them by. Snakes coiled themselves tightly and minimized their movements. Even the vast myriad of insects of the jungle paused momentarily as the conflict between machine and prey intensified. Blam! Blam! On rolled the red Automa cube, firing at every opportunity to incapacitate its prey. One of its prey, its leg impacted by the bullets, fell wounded at the side of the trail, but the others were still running. The injured prey rolled over and watched, eyes huge with fear, as the machine rushed towards it. As the security Automa cube reached the place where the prey fell, it changed weapons and just shot out a set of wires. Upon contact, energy surged out and caused the prey to writhe and twist as the electroshock passed through it. The body jerked for only a few moments and then lay still. The deployment of the stun armament did not cause the Automa cube to delay or even slow down its chase of the others. Passing the still body, the Automa cube retracted the wires for reuse as it rolled onward. A signal was sent to the recovery team, indicating where the wounded and now unconscious prey could be collected, marking its coordinates in the habitat. A confirmation signal came back. The trail widened a bit as the pursuit led downhill. The dirt was soft, for rain day had been yesterday, and so the prey's footprints were readily visible along the twisting path. The prey were running hard, but the Automa cube was nimble, swift, and relentless. It spun its drive wheels to avoid a fallen branch and continued onward. Blam! Blam! The machine fired its primary weapon again. The prey was currently out of range of the stun armament. Its aim was for the legs of the prey, but each shot barely missed. The prey were moving fast and the jungle was replete with minor obstacles which hindered a clear trajectory for the projectiles. Incendiary gel would easily have killed the prey, but that would have done severe damage to the jungle, which was unacceptable. The integrity of the biome was very important, nearly sacrosanct, in the core programming of the Automa cube. Anti-personnel grenades could also have been used to kill the prey and would have done only moderate damage to the jungle biome. But those weapons too were held in reserve. The mission was not search and destroy, but was pursuit and live capture, with as small amount of damage to the biome as possible. A destroyed biome was a failure. Dead prey were a failure in the mission, but injured prey could be rebuilt. The jungle recovery team had medical Automa cubes standing by for that eventuality. The less damaged the prey were when captured, the more successful the mission was. Ideally, the prey were to be captured unscathed. Yet that seldom happened. The prey were resolute in their instinctual drive to flee. And so the Automa cube aimed carefully for the legs of the fleeing prey. The red Automa cube cycled through its algorithm to consider its options. The machine reminded itself that the programmed mission was pursuit and live capture, with minimal damage to the biome and up to moderate damage to the prey. The hunt continued. The prey veered from the animal trail into the undergrowth where short plants and foliage covered the ground. Their tracks were harder to find, but evidence of their passage was still present, so the red machine rolled onward.